This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former school teacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Today is Nikki Rapana. Her websites are nikkirapana.blogspot.com and nord.twu.net/ACL. Okay. I guess I didn't need to really.
What a mouthful. Yet.
All righty. You were talking about, well, that's been six minutes ago. What were we talking about?
Oh, God.
Well, you're talking about your wonderful daughter.
Oh. Well, I'm so proud of her. There's like, I'm not a proud, boastful person normally. You know, she thinks I have way too much humility. But I think this work is very humbling, okay? The more I learn, the less I know I know. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm barely scratching the religion now, the actual religious philosophy behind this. So in the beginning, I kept it very humble, and I said, you know, I'm not affiliated with a newspaper. I'm not affiliated with a university. So would someone with more credibility please look at my research? Because I'm primarily a researcher. I've had to learn to be a better writer. It has taken a long time, and I think I'm better now. But I go back and read the things I was writing in 99 and how upset I was, my anger that was coming through in everything I wrote. You know, I was telling people, this is Nazi Germany, it's 1933, you know?
and really, that's not true at all. When I started writing too, I thought that I was really onto things, and I was angry, probably not as angry as you. But certainly I wish I could go back and undo some of the things that I've written, because with each day we learn more and more and just realize that, gosh, and here I thought I knew something back then.
I left everything I ever wrote online, and some of them I go back and read them and I'm expecting to be very embarrassed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And every time I'm like, wow, I nailed it in this one.
Sure.
I can tell the style, you know, is very different,
mm-hmm.
because I was trying to do news reports. What I was trying to do is take all the emotion out of it, because that's how I've been trained, you know, and just give people the facts. And so that backfired on me, okay? Nobody wants just the facts. They want all the surrounding story. They want to know who I am. They want to know why I did this, you know?
Well, right, so they can kill the messenger.
Well, you know, so I came right out and said, well, I'm an ex-stripper and an ex-bartender. I sold cars. Let's see. You know, I've had 100 different jobs. I'm lower working class person. So I don't have this great record of, working for the government for 30 years, and that's my area of expertise. I don't have that. So I felt...
And that's a credit to you that you don't. And it's also a credit to you that you learned the hard way, that you learned because you wanted to know and not because somebody indoctrinated you in a particular way and gave you a piece of paper. I applaud you for doing it your way and doing it the way that people probably educated themselves well, 200 years ago or 150 years ago without the government's influence and infiltration?
Well, I was raised in a house where reading and verifying facts was just something that we did. My dad had us write papers for him, and then we had to cite all our sources, and then he would go read those books and see if we plagiarized them. So, you know, I not only had school at school, but I had school at home. But I loved it. The way my dad did it was the same way I did it with Nordica. It's just life. If you ask a question or you use a word and you say, what does that mean? Well, let's go look it up. What does it mean, actually? Well, that's how we found out everything, was by just going and looking up their words, number one, and seeing the definitions of the things that they were using. That, you know, that's the core. It's a war on words, period. And every word that we use, like right now, I was thinking this last night, that every time I try and explain communitarianism, I have to remember that the words I'm using have a different meaning to me now than they did 10 years ago. So in my writings, with the way I was writing then, everything's clear to me what I was saying. But I understand now why everybody was so confused, because I'm using the word, it's a community program. To me, that means a really bad thing, you know? And everyone else is reading it. Well, okay, what's wrong with that? So we finally produced a little dictionary in the back of the book called Big Mother's Double Tongue Dictionary. And, you know, and then I have, like, really bad ones. Like, I have for God or scientist, they just have one word, God. You know, because if it comes out of the word of a scientist or an expert, who are we, us lowly American nobodies, to object to the ultimate reason they're using these words? You know, when the scientists came into our neighborhood, they didn't do it the same way they do in the rural neighborhoods, but it's the same attitude that they have. It's an attitude of superiority. They are absolutely convinced that their religion gives them power over us and over the entire planet, actually. They're saving the planet, and they're saving it from people like you and I who think. Because if you think at all, and you think it through, and you think their programs through to the natural conclusion, and you say, but I'm going to be a slave by the time you save the planet. I will have no choices left to me. I will have no avenues to explore in life. Life is no longer an adventure under these people. And they believe, based in, you know, a lot of their philosophy is in that we only will achieve true freedom when we are completely slaves to the state. The state is God. And by participating in our volunteer efforts and all of the things that they're teaching us that are part of our community responsibility, this is how we will achieve transcendental freedom. We'll be better than free, they say, you know. Well, of course, this makes no sense to the average person, you know, because we're not seeking that type of a freedom. We want economic freedom right now. We want the freedom to live and make our own choices and go to the schools that we want to go to, study the way that we want to study without having someone else tell us our program or what we have to study. But our people, the populace here, is already so indoctrinated into communitarianism that they will not respect self-education. If I don't have a title in front of my name, I haven't accomplished anything because someone else hasn't given me a reward for my work. So trust me, I've hit the universities. Academia knows my name. They've been teaching our thesis at Vassar College seminars. We've been introduced at the University of New York up in Albany in a criminal justice class. This thesis has gone into some, you know, higher academic locales, okay? And most of the traffic we had at our website for years was from universities. So eventually Nordica gave us honorary PhDs in communitarianism. Well, you know, I mean, I probably can't say it on the Republic Broadcast Network, but BS. Communitarianism is BS. I have a PhD in that, and so does she, you know. And we, we have our own little, you know, way of keeping ourselves happy in this because it's so depressing. It's ugly. Some of it's really, really ugly, which, you know, being, I'm the kind of person that I, when it's really yucky or it has to do with hurting children or, you know, defenseless people. See, there's, that's my anger. When I saw the targets of this pilot test were the people right on the edge. One of the men who was living in the house that was raided in the big raid that got me all involved in the lawsuit was called Dawson versus the City of Seattle, filed in 2002, committed suicide.
Oh, my goodness.
So the ramifications of these types of things against people that are living right there on the edge, they don't take into consideration.
Sure. All right, we are going to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Nikki Rapana. Her website is nikkirapana.blogspot.com and nord.twu.net.acl. And you mentioned suicide, and because of the Army's Colorado land grab, and it was really a scheme to cleanse the area, and it was merely the tip of the globalist iceberg, and it concerned the ranchers and basically the entire middle class. But because of those desperate circumstances, between 2000 and 2004, 19% of the Colorado farm and ranch deaths were reported as suicides. Now, that's a huge percentage.
Well, it's, you know, we just, they're messing with people's lives on a level that goes so deep. Taking someone's livelihood takes away their hope. If you have no way to support yourself and live, or if you're, and if you have an attachment to the land and your family has farmed that land for, generations, and you have, you know, there's a, they know, the communitarians know that in the, those people have the strongest ties to the system because the American system protected that for them.
Right.
That was what the law was created to protect the little guy from the community developers. So what we've done is we've let them in back in through a backdoor aspect. And when you come face to face with this, the reality, I wasn't suicidal. I was, devastated though. Devastated. Just by knowing. And early on in my research, I'm familiar with what you're talking about because those were the only places. The Klamath Bucket Brigades was another one. The Sawdust Rebellion down in Florida where they were redoing the wetlands down there and flooding farmlands that people had drained and cleared and worked and suddenly they had to be, you know, repopulated with alligators and it was just crazy. And they were all called by the Seattle Democrats that I was working with, right-wing property wackos.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I never understood the whole, the shift into the, by taking individuals' property rights and making that one little issue and then just attacking farms, because really, there's not a farm area in the country that hasn't dealt with this anymore. You know,
exactly.
they had their pilot tests. They figured out. They probably looked at those numbers, 19% suicide, and said, "Ooh, how can we get that up higher?"
Exactly right.
So,
and certainly, these people were attached to their land. What are they going to do if they lose their land? I mean, they were cattle ranchers. You can't just pick up your cows and take them somewhere else. I mean, this was their livelihood, their life.
Right. And probably not so much losing their livelihood as realizing that the system no longer protects their livelihood.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Walking into meetings like I did, full of Americans, and feeling like, well, you know, I just was like, I feel like I walked into Soviet Russia every time I went to a meeting. Like I was looking for which ones are with the KGB, who's the spies now, you
sure.
know, because the dynamic in those rooms is tense. In fact, it made my hair stand up on the back of my neck quite a few times. I got sick to my stomach. I was like, oh, my God. Because it's like the Twilight Zone. That's how one of the clients, the lawsuit, I got a bunch of the clients one time to go to one meeting with me because I knew they couldn't understand where my passion came from. You know, and
sure.
I said, you need to go to these meetings and see how they talk about you and everyone else. To understand that why you're a target, because all these people, you know, low income people that are living on a very fixed income, you know, it doesn't take much for them to lose everything.
Sure.
And they have, but the same thing was happening to those people in the cities as was happening to ranchers that had quote unquote too much land. I heard that a lot in Seattle about my landlord, that he owned too many houses. And I was like, where are you getting that? How can you own too many houses? This is America, you know?
Sure.
And my, you know, so what, that shock, if you are like me and most people that I, you know, my age, we grew up expecting a certain parameter for the government. The government can't just steal your land. You know, the government has to have a reason to take your land. It's called eminent domain. It's in the Constitution, you know. There's some basic terminology that we understand. These new ways of taking land, nobody was prepared in this country how to deal with communitarian law. I bet there's not a rancher in Colorado, except for maybe one or two, that even understands the law that took that from them was communitarian law.
Right.
And if they had known that, I felt that if people knew what the law was, then they had a better chance of fighting back.
Sure. Well, I did articles about the situation there, but I never realized that it was communitarian law that was making this happen. And that's been five years ago or so that I was studying that area and talking and working with the people there. And it is just absolutely heartbreaking to listen to their stories, and they were actually threatened physically and in every other way. In every way, there were the big fires that they lit on purpose to destroy the prairie flora, and you know, black helicopters. I mean, the whole thing. These people were under. They were a target of the U.S. government. So,
right. And when they found that out, you know, how many tears were shed? How many just, you know, because the feeling, knowing that you've been lied to, that all these protections that you grew up thinking that you had, that you built your life around,
yes.
How devastating is that to find out? It's like someone pulling the rug right out from under those people.
And that's what they were doing. Yes, that's what they were doing. We do have some callers lining up. Why don't we take a real quick call?
Okay.
Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you very much, Deanna, especially for having Nikki back on your show.
Well, hello, Chris.
Hello.
You know, you were speaking a while ago of the delusions of this group of cults or genetic dementias, and their thought that you could derive freedom from slavery. Well, that suggests to me that it comports precisely with what they term the law of rhetoric, which states that one can lie or must lie in order to tell the truth.
Yes. Yes. And they, in fact, they think that if you mix truth with a lie, that the false truth is even more true than the truth.
Well, this is an illogical and nonsensory ideology. OTLLGY specifically, and it defies common sense or any semblance of what is normal or reasonable. It's truly a dangerous and perhaps destructive of the whole planet's concept.
Yes, it is. You nailed it there, Chris, because that's what it is. It's to the more sense you have, the less sense this system makes. And the last sense to keep them.
The last thing I'll leave you with, you spoke earlier of the commissioners, which to me are really commission czars, the czarist rulers of the Soviet-styled central government-controlled plans to rule the planet under the International Property Maintenance Code, the Supreme International 33rd Degree set of global rulers that seek to rule the planet by this Babylonian Talmudic slave system that you spoke so eloquently of earlier. And I just really want to thank you for your great efforts and your daughter's efforts in continuing your pursuits and helping everyone be educated and learn the truth about these green, meaning, demonic schemes to rule the planet.
Well,
right,
you're welcome.
Chris,
thank you.
Thank you for your phone call. We're going to a break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Nikki Rapana. Her websites are nikkirapana.blogspot.com and nord.twu.net/ACL. And we have a bunch more callers. Did you want to say anything before we take another call?
I just wanted to say something in response to Chris real quick, that I have just recently started going deeper into the Kabbalistic portion of this and studying the Kabbalah.
Indeed,
because
yes,
it all leads back to these ancient dialectical ideologies, and it goes even further back than the Kabbalah. You know, when he said the term Babylonian Talmudic, that's just a portion of it, and it's just amazing how ancient the idea is that mankind has no soul, and they have to be transformed into more spiritual beings by these people. The communitarians actually believe that they are bringing us closer to God through changing our morality, our values, our political system, and our legal system. And so keep going, because the Babylonian Talmudic portion is just one of the portions, and the way that this this ideology has infected every religion on the planet, and it goes so far back, it's mind-boggling how far back it goes.
Right, right. I tend to be locked in a time warp, and I don't pick up anything before 1800. Yet I understand that certainly it goes back that far, but usually if people aren't going to listen to you about the Civil War, they're certainly not going to listen to you about what happened in Babylon in 507.
Well, the religions, like the Pachamama is the communitarian goddess arising out of Bolivia. Bolivia changed their constitution in 2009 to communitarian socialism. They use these terms openly in other places in the world. So the Pachamama Rising is a big movement going on. That's where the 11 laws of nature, the Mother Earth laws, are coming from. They were introduced at Rio plus 20.
Oh,
so
yes.
When I started studying the roots of the Pachamama, I'm trying to figure out how a 500-year-old religion in Bolivia suddenly is claiming to be communitarian when Amitai Etzioni and the Communitarian Network just introduced this term into Western consciousness in 1980 and said they made it up.
Exactly.
And that leads back to Isis.
Yes, yes, yes.
The concept of balance. She is the justice symbol that the communitarians use. And so the philosophy leads you back to the law.
Right.
The law of the community. So anyway, I just wanted to, respond to that man because
sure.
These are key concepts that if we aren't able to grasp them or let go of all our because we've been taught not to study these things, these are
right.
Taboo topics we're talking about here too, okay?
Oh, I know.
Yes, none of us
indeed.
Are allowed to know them.
Exactly. All righty, let's take another call. Let's take Ken in West Virginia. Ken, welcome to the program.
Yeah, these people may be using the communitarian, using some front words. Imagine you run a little phrase, public-private partnership. That's the phrase I listen to, Lunar National Shortwave, and I hear that all over the world, and even I heard it in Vietnam, and that's kind of the deal where the public pays for it and the private people get all the money. So that's
right.
That probably gets into your scheme there too.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of their favorite ways of crossing the boundaries between government parameters. Government has parameters. The civilian sector does not.
Exactly.
That little phrase there. That's kind of it sounds so pretty, doesn't it? But it's very, very, very dangerous.
Yes, all of the people that we dealt with in Seattle were part of the public-private partnership, and they were called citizens' committees. So I joined every one because I said, well, I'm a citizen. I'm part of this partnership, aren't I? Well, I wasn't, But I thought I was, so I showed up. I volunteered for every committee they had, and they kept telling me that they didn't need me.
Sure. And they make us feel like, well, it is. They're true. The government is so inept that we need to get some private people in here to give it some responsibility, to make government more responsible to the people. When in fact, they are really turning over public utilities, public bridges, public everything, ballparks, everything else, over to private individuals and making the taxpayers pay for the whole thing.
Right. And then the private individuals, the local people are more inept than the government. So these private individuals have to be corporate entities from Europe where they have expertise, or Israel, the Harvard of anti-terrorism. They switch it to the private sector, and then they introduce experts to the private sector. And if you're not an expert, if you're just a local that's been living there for 40 years and knows everything about the land, under these people, you know nothing.
Right.
So the insulting way that they approach the locals makes those people leave. They get so disgusted they say, I'm done with this, and they walk out that door. And really, that's the biggest mistake you can make, because that's where the power is, in these stupid little meetings, these little public-private partnership meetings where they come into the community and introduce what they think the community needs. Most of those people there are already in on the scam. And understand that they're going to get rich by participating.
Sure, by selling out. Uh-huh.
Yes.
All righty. Well, thank you, Ken, so much for your phone call.
Okay,
let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome to the program.
Hey, Deanna, great program. I joined late, but what I'm hearing, of course, is very corroborating. I used to think, I didn't know, but now I know, thanks to, you know, your program and Rick Adams with Dr. K, evenings, that truly the origin of gangsterism and Satanism, et cetera, inescapably goes back to, the hexagram, you know, the Star of David, the six-pointed star, as Tex Mars says, the conspiracy of the six-pointed star, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, you know, the synagogue of Satan. So what I've now concluded, with absolute certainty is the enemy within, when we look at whether it's the monetary system, Hollywood, the educational school system, etc., government. Okay, it's all about deception, manipulation, exploitation, because we're goyim, we're cattle, we're fit for the slaughter once we're used up. They're the supreme, they're the chosen race, they're the supreme rulers, and as Victor Ostrovsky and others who are retired Mossad agents with the conscience have said, by way of deception. So, you know, they're the initiators, the organizers of the drug trade, the pedophile snuff film industry. I read about the Rome Observer in 05. The Italian police broke up a satanic Talmudic.
Let's have Nikki respond to what you've already said.
Well, it goes further than that. I mean, we've had a lot of wonderful researchers who have gone into this in depth from the Israeli connection, okay? Amitai Etzioni, the founder of the Communitarian Network, is a founder of Israel. He's a Zionist with dual Israeli-U.S. citizenship. So that's definitely a piece of it. But it doesn't explain Bolivia. It doesn't explain the Pachamama, which is another big, huge piece that's merging. And it doesn't explain the Catholic Pope saying communitarian development is God's plan unless you understand the religion, the real religion behind it. And depending on what religion you believe in, you know, this calling it Satan and the synagogue of Satan and stuff, that's wonderful because it explains to the Christians what it is, but that doesn't explain to the non-Christians what it is. Do you see what I'm saying? If they don't have your same belief system, like, that's why I left any of the Christian stuff that I believe in out of all my writings, because I was trying to explain it without using religion. And 14 years later, it's all about religion, you know? It really is. I mean, so I understand, I mean, and I've read a lot of stuff. Amitai Etzioni, I think, is the mega Mossad agent in the United States. And I think he has been since he got here in 1958. So, by naming him and naming Zionism's role and naming Israel's role in training community police in the United States, I've been shut down, you know, most places don't link to us, okay? So it's a dangerous topic, really.
Indeed.
But it's even bigger. So that's what I would ask is, how do you think the pagan religion fits in with this?
Okay, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Nikki Rapana. Her websites are NikkiRapana.blogspot.com and nord.twu.net/ACL. And you're talking about Amitai Etzioni. Sounds almost Italian. Of course, that's his fake name. But the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, is also a dual citizen.
Emanuel brothers are old friends of Etzioni. Their dad and him were together in separate units of Etzioni was Palmach, and then there's the Haganah, and the Emanuel brothers' dad was Ergun. Ergun, uh-huh. Is that how you say it?
Ergun,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, the ties to the Israeli military are just obvious. You're not allowed to talk about that either, though. I couldn't understand in the beginning, the first 5-6 years of writing, because I followed everybody's writings. I didn't watch a lot of videos or listen to radio, because that's not my medium, but I read a lot of great, great, great books. And when we did our website, I started making categories, called it the Christian perspective, and because I really wanted to use a lot of these wonderful you know, there was, you know, Peter Goodgame, Babylonia, Rise of the Merchant Power, and there, you know, there was just some really good Christian writings out there. But as a, I was a, trained as a to be a journalist, you know, so it was like, I'm not going to quote the Bible in here, but I'm going to go ahead and quote and show you, if you're a Christian, then I will send you to those sites. That's what I was trying to do,
sure.
You know, was put people in a place where they could understand it and then try to keep myself out of the religious part of it altogether. I was worse than you. I didn't go back to the Civil War. I was only going to go back to 1990. When the Washington State Growth Management Act was passed, because we were under that, okay? That was what they kept saying, that the GMA, this is what the GMA said, that we have to do this. So I had to go back to 90. But I wasn't going to go back any further. So the fact that I'm at 5,000 years ago in my studies.
You've come a long way.
Oh, and I fought it.
And also getting rid of the Pope. I mean, you've done a lot.
Right. Well, I mean, I have quotes that I haven't. I'm working on a new book called The Green Virgin, and I have to write this one because this is where I, when I was doing the revision for 2020 back in 2012, I just, you know, I kept up with some research. I had a few more things. I went online and then I started just pulling up every place communitarianism was even mentioned anywhere. Okay. And I couldn't believe how many I was finding. I mean, the Chiara Lubich, okay, is a another piece,
yes.
Okay. I have a quote from them saying, the spirituality expressed by Chiara Lubich soon became defined as a collective, or better still, a communitarian spirituality, always in view of ut omnes unum sint. I'm not sure what language that is, okay. But I'm looking at that, I'm like, well, what is the Chiara Lubich? You know, their spirituality is expressed. Then I have the Baha'i international community totally supporting sustainable development and world citizenship. And who, what a global citizen is to these people. Here I have a communitarian imperative, Fethullah Gulen's model of modern Turkey. That's Muslim. Okay, Ecuador has changed their constitution. Now you have the Pachamama rising and all the indigenous communities, and this is enshrining Mother Earth laws. And it's called the communitarian element. So this virus, communitarianism, can be attached to pretty much any history. And boy, it's so Orwellian, you know, how they had that. He worked in there and he changed the history. That job. There's people doing that. Etzioni says that our constitution was written with the communitarian clause.
I'm sure he's right.
They're teaching this in law schools, you know, like the Judaic Law Institute, the Talmudic law that they're bringing in. The thing about Talmudic law that I didn't know, at first I'd never even heard of it, okay? I knew what the Torah was, but not really the Talmud. And to find out that much of it is oral, passed down through initiates, was shocking to me. I'm like, how can American law be based in an oral law that only a few people understand or know about?
Wow.
So, and that is the system of law that we're in. It's evolutionary. It's not fixed law. It's continually changing law depending on what they need it for.
Sure.
And they write
it. I think the Constitution was set up that way also, even though we don't want to think about it that way, but I believe it was. According to some other guests that I've had on.
There's evidence of that, but maybe not the Bill of Rights. I still cling to that one. I haven't quite given up on the Bill of Rights yet because it's such a target under the global system.
Sure. Fred, are you still with us?
Yeah, Deanna, thank you for that because that's a perfect segue into the fact that people like Michael Shaw, freedomadvocates.org, they've had success in terminating ICLEI in various counties by going after the fact that in the federal charter, U.S. Constitution, there's provisions against international contracts, which is what these all are, international contracts with UN NGOs. So by going
We do have to move on because we've got 3 minutes here.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so respond to what Fred said.
Well, yes, there are... Each program, each level of the program, ICLEI, I've seen that, that they've been shutting it down all over the place. That's just the start, though, and hopefully those people will continue and go after community development, and community policing is the enforcement arm of this entire system. So as long as you have community policing in place in your town, you haven't got rid of anything.
Wow. Okay. Getting back to the religion, I think that they have infiltrated religion because that is where people are emotionally attached to, and that is the best way to get them to be accepting of what is happening to them.
Well, yes, and especially if you have a doctrine that teaches service to God as your only purpose in life, you know, then they become God. The community presents itself as God. So when you work for the community, you're actually working for God. That's that whole service ideology behind it. So when you say, I want to make my own decisions and my own choices, you're hurting the community because you're not serving the community.
Or and you can apply that to a religious community, like working within, you mentioned Mormonism earlier.
Yeah, they all have that. It's that what's good for the community, what's good for all. It's like liberty and justice for all, but no one in particular.
Ah, indeed. That's very significant.
I took that line out of the book. I should put it back in because I've tried to explain this 100 million different ways. Because they've used 100 million different ways to do it too. You know, that's the thing. Like Akeley, the Anchorage 2020 plan had Akeley in Anchorage when they wrote the plan. But then, as soon as the plan was passed and done, they disassociated themselves from Akeley. So everybody in Anchorage jumped on Akeley, and the city was able to say, oh, we're no longer a member of Akeley. Well, they didn't need Akeley anymore. They already had their plan, you know. So getting rid of
Akeley is what?
It's the International Coalition of Environmental... one of the acronyms, okay?
Okay.
It's the organization arm under Agenda 21. Akeley was the one that taught people how to change local legislation.
Okay.
It was a training program for them to implement the plans. And then, so of course, it's just like the plans, like Agenda 21. It's 21 years old now. It's old. There's a lot of new stuff coming out of these people. And Americans are still playing catch up on something that was done 20 years ago. And every place in America already has a comprehensive plan with these sustainable development principles and programs and policies in place right now.
Right.
So when people wake up today and they go, oh my gosh, how did I miss this? I have voted in every election. I've been an active Democrat or an active Libertarian or an active Republican, and I didn't know any of this.
Wow.
They're shocked.
Well, we have to have you back. We have run out of time. Too soon.
That did go quick, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Thank you so much, Nikki, for all that you've done.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for reminding me what I do.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, listeners. We'll talk with you tomorrow.